Parshas Vayeshev. It's not very common to have Parshas Vayeshev corresponding and coexisting, coinciding the same week as Chanukah. Usually you have Parshas Miketz. I'd like to work through a very, very interesting thought that connects Parshas Vayeshev to the Nes of Chanukah, the Mochama of Chanukah, the Nes of the Neiris, and come up with a very, very strong mahalach in completely changing one's hashkofa in certain areas of life. This week's parsha begins with a very, very fascinating character. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguri Ovi Beretz Kanan. Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So here we have the children of Yaakov, we have Yosef. And the parsha describes, at the beginning, how Yosef became unpopular by connecting himself to the children of Bnei Bilhah Bnei Zilpah, Vahunar, it's Bnei Bilhah Bnei Zilpah Nishay Oviv. And more than that, not only did he, you know, have a relationship with them in a way that's going to be a car of them, which the brothers didn't particularly like, but Vayovah Yosef is the bottom royal of him. Yosef brought bad stories back to the father that made the brothers look not particularly as if they're doing the right thing. The shaila was exactly it was, but ultimately it's Eved Menachai, B'dal Bnei Shvachos, Shudim Al Arayos. Yosef was doing, as well as he was concerned, the unpopular but the correct thing. Yosef, Dibosim Ra'al Aviyem, he brought back bad words to the father in order to make sure that the father corrects the ways of the brothers. He did the unpopular thing, but the correct thing as far as he was concerned. The Pasuk carries on, talks about where Yosef had a chaloim, and he told the brothers, "Vayisifu oitznoi oisoi," and they began to hate him even more. Now, why did Yosef tell the chaloim to his brothers? Not because he merely wanted to get them jealous, but it was a very, very strong position he had that he was supposed to be the leader of the family in order to bring them up in Ruchnius. In other words, again, he did something very unpopular. It was an assignment for him to keep things quiet, but he deliberately expressed the fact that he had these dreams in order to impress upon his brothers who the future leader of the family is going to be, which was important because ultimately, in the end, he was a leader and they had to know that. Okay, again, something unpopular. Now, what happened from this? What happened by the fact on the first two, the idea where Yosef did what he thought was the correct thing, what was the effect of that? The Pasuk says, they hated him. In other words, he did what he thought was right, and the result was tsaros. The result was pain. The result was that he actually suffered more than he suffered beforehand. In other words, Yosef, as far as he was concerned, was following Derech Hashem. He was doing something that for him was nesoyon, and the result was not reward, the result was tsaros. The parasha carries on, and the parasha says that Yaakov Vina told him, please to go out and tell him, Shlema Achichem B'Shechem, go along and see how your brother's doing in Shechem. Now, Yosef knew that to go and visit his brothers in Shechem is dangerous. You know, who knows what the brothers would do to him in Shechem when away from the father. And Yosef had an assign there of Kibbutz Avayim, and he decided to follow Das Torah, to follow the Rotzon Hashem, and to go along and put his life at risk for Kibbutz Avayim. What was the result of that? The Nesoyin, where he felt and what he did was the correct thing, resulted in him being almost killed, and second best, being sold to the Ishmaelim. So again, it was a Nesoyin, it was a test, it was a trial to see how well he would be doing. And what did he see from that? All he saw was bad. He is ultimately sold to Ishmaelim and sold to the lowest place on earth. A place where never, ever, ever was a slave ever redeemed from Egypt. It wasn't such a reality. Once a person was a slave in Egypt, that was it. He never ever got out. So Yosef again had an Nesoyin, and in the end, he did what he was supposed to be doing, and ended, it resulted in tsaros. And the parasha continues, and the parasha talks about how Yosef was absolutely straight, and he worked hard and conscientiously in the house of Potiphar. And what happened with that? Because he worked so hard, he did so well, the Gemara says, "V'kol masha also Hashem hitzliach biyodoi." Says the Medrash, "Shohoyim malachish v'yetsim malachish v'nichna." Everywhere he went, he was murmuring People thought he was murmuring kishuf, magic, but he wasn't. He was murmuring divrei Torah. He was murmuring tefillah. And because of murmuring Torah and tefillah, and everything came out so well, it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Yosef was in Mitzrayim making Kiddush Hashem, and what happened to him? Because of doing so well, Potiphar's wife starts up on him. And Potiphar's wife has a nevuah, no less. She sees that she's going to have children from Yosef, which is true. It is absolutely true. Yosef married the offspring, as it were, of Potiphar's, and he married a daughter, as it were. Okay, I'm not going into the exact mishpachology here. But she was right. And she said, listen, you know, this is a future here we have together. And Yosef, again, had a nesoyon of tznius. He had a nesoyon of being with her, the daskein of Potiphar says, for one whole year, she threatened him, she bullied him, she tortured him. She said to him, I'm going to blind you. Yosef said, Hashem pekeh chivrim. Hashem opens up her eyes. I'm going to cripple you. Hashem zekeh kufufim. I'm going to put you in jail. Hashem matir asurim. For a whole year, every single day for the year, she absolutely tortured him. And what happened? He overcame the nesoyim. And he ran out of the house. And he's doing so well. And you know what happened? He thought, Baruch Hashem. You know what? Got nesoyim? Jail. Got thrown straight into jail. Another nesoyim, and he fell through again. How can a person work through his parashas and be a ma'amin? How can he work through a parashah and be a ma'amin? How can a person see the dedication to Avodas Hashem, the nesoyin, the struggle to do the right thing, and ultimately again and again Yosef falls through? And he goes through the nesoyin, he does what he's supposed to do, and a kodesh bokeh gives him clap after clap. How is that possible? The famous story of a very simple woman who used to come to shul on Shabbos morning. And every time she'd go to the parashas, or parashas Vayeshev, where Yosef was sold by his own brothers, she'd start to cry. One year, she didn't cry. So her friend said to her, you know, why aren't you crying? What's going on? He said, listen. The first year Yosef went to look after his brother's brother sold him, he got sold. Very sad. The second he did the same thing. After the fourth or fifth year, he should have learned his lesson already. You know, you don't go out to Shechem to look at your brothers. You wouldn't get sold. Again and again do the same thing. No, I'm not crying for him. It's his own fault. Now, this sounds so ridiculous, but the Maisa, unless you work through his parasha in the correct way, that's what we come out with. You see? You can do Avodas Hashem again and again, and then Yosef gets old, and then he gets into trouble. What's the point? Now I'm going to tell, and I want to tell you over an unbelievable, three very, very powerful stories. Three very, very powerful, not stories, but powerful anecdotes of Gedolei Olam. The first one, I think I've spoken about in the past, not so recent past, is a story that was said over in the name of Rebbetzin Kramer. Rebbetzin Kramer is, there's a book about her, written by Sarah Rigler. Rebbetzin Kramer is, I knew her very, very well, the book is called Holy Woman. It is an outstanding book, it is a fascinating read, it's written brilliantly, and it depicts a couple who are Malochim Mamash. Mamash Malochin. Unbelievable. If you read the book, have you read the book? Yeah. Phenomenal book. It is mind-blowing. Anyone has got time, you know, if you have to read a book, read that book. It is unbelievable how two people had no children of their own, adopted, down and out, the Holocaust survivors, tzaddikin, gemurim, you can't imagine. And they were maestro, they were Poles Yeshuas, they did tremendous nissim. I know personally within my family have benefited directly from the nissim of Rabbi Kramer. But be that as it may, the author Sarah Rigler was once with Mrs. Rebbetzin Kramer, and they're discussing the past. One's talking about being in a concentration camp. Rebbetzin Kramer said, you know, you're in an ashram, it was much, much worse. Do you know why? Because in a concentration camp there wasn't so much food, and it wasn't so comfortable, and a few Mithanian members were killed. But do you know what it meant to be in a concentration camp? Do you know how wonderful it was? Do you know how many mitzvahs you can do every day? All around you, you can strengthen people, you can encourage people, you can work in the serious nefesh, you can have a munan betochen in the greatest, most difficult nisyonos. Do you know how wonderful it was? Do you know how many nisim you can, do you know how many gewaldige meister chesed you can do in a concentration camp? Do you know what an opportunity it was? But you never in the ashram, surrounded by Avodah Zorah, surrounded by people who are concentrating on Tumah, Nebuch, it must have been so hard for you. The Chiddush Orim. The Chiddush Orim. The Ger, Rabbi Shemaya. Now listen, this is where Ger comes from, the Ger dynasty comes from. Rabbi Shemaya, Chiddush Orim. The Chiddush Orim is the Talmud of Koshnitz and Magid. When the Koshnitz and Magid was Nifta, his son Ramosha Koshnitz took over. Famous story, not going into all the details. Ramosha Koshnitz took over. One Shabbos, Ramosha Koshnitz asked a very, very difficult Kashayla. On a Chumash, a very difficult question. And the Chiddush Orim managed to answer. So Moshe Koshnitz came over to him and gave him a kiss. And he said in Yiddish, Ich zicha Rebbe was bas, Nishka Rebbe was kissed. I'm looking for Rebbe who bites, not Rebbe who kisses. I don't need a Rebbe who kisses, I need a Rebbe who bites. That's how I'm going to become big. And the Chiddush Orim went and he left the Koshnitzer. And he went up to Rabbeinu B'Pshisra. Rabbeinu B'Pshisra was a very sharp person. Rabbeinu B'Pshisra. He went to Rabbeinu B'Pshisra. Every time he went up, one of his sons died. Chiddush Orim had 13 sons. Every time he went to Rabbeinu B'Pshisra, to his new Rebbe Rabbeinu B'Pshisra, one of his sons died. All 13 of his sons died. Chiddush Orim said, Leimen HaShemayim. It's not from Shemayim. I don't take messages from Shemayim. I have to do what I have to do. 13 of his children died. 13 of his sons died. He had 13 sons. He had a malchus. Every single one of them died in his lifetime. One after the other. And he brought up his grandchildren. This is one of the most horrifying stories. The third story, the Gemara brings above a Basra. The Gemara says, Kol she'eni maniach ben, Liyorshoi, anyone does not leave over a son to inherit him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malo Olav Evro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dislikes him, as it were. So the Gemara says, what does it mean a son? One mandama says it means a Talmud, and the other mandama says it means actual son. Says the Gemara has a proof. The Gemara brings proof from Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan said, must be a Talmud, why? Because Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons, and all his sons died during his lifetime. And Rabbi Yochanan would take a little bone from his 10th son, and he'd take it with him in a little box. Must be a bone he didn't have to bury according to halacha, and take in a box. And when he'd go to a shiva visit, when he'd try and console somebody who lost Nebuchadnezzar's son in the lifetime, he'd say, this is a bone from my 10th child, and I survived. You can survive too. Says the Gemara. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan used to do such a thing shows then it cannot possibly be that Kodesh Baruch Hu dislikes a person who doesn't have any sons, because Rabbi Yochanan left with no sons. And if Kodesh Baruch Hu disliked Rabbi Yochanan would not go along and advertise the fact. Says the Gemara, it must be that what he's talking about over here, that Kodesh Baruch Hu dislikes a person, is a person does not leave over a Talmud. In other words, these people, whether it was Rabbi Yochanan, or whether it was the Chiddush Orim, or whether it was Rebbetzin Kramer, right through history, they did not see Tzoros. They did not see Tzoros, serious Tzoros, as a punishment. They did not see Tzoros. They did not see suffering as a punishment. If they were absolutely clear what had to be done, sometimes it is a punishment, but if they knew what had to be done, and they realized where Kodesh Baruch has put them for what purpose they are there, that is the greatest opportunity to grow. And therefore, it could be in a concentration camp. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu put that little girl in a concentration camp at that stage in history, it must be Kodesh Baruch Hu, I did anything wrong, it must be Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to grow. And therefore, I have to grab every opportunity to grow. And if I can grow, and I can grow, and I can grow every second of the day, what better place in the world is there than a concentration camp? The Chiddush Orim, one son died, a second son died, a third son died, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, 13 sons. Was he broken? No, it's an Nisoyon. It's a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing me. He tests me for one son, and I managed to carry on sticking with my Rebbe, which I know is the right thing. And he took another son, and I know it's the right thing. And a third, and a fourth, and a fifth. It's an opportunity to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Every child that died is an opportunity to show Kodesh Baruch Hu how dedicated I am to following his derech. Even if you take another son, I know this is a derech, and he can't stop me. I'm going to follow the derech I know is the correct derech. Rabbeisai, there is another world. You know, this is Kof. That's Chlusharim, this is Ger. That's tough. This is a serious, serious story. Person absolutely knew what he's supposed to be doing. 13 sons can die and he doesn't waver. It's an opportunity for growth. It's not a tragedy. It's not a tragedy. It's opportunity to grow. Reb Yochanan has got 10 sons died. He's walking around with a little thing in his pocket. He'd be broken. How does a person get out of bed in the morning? On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, says Reb Yochanan, 10 sons and took them all away just so I can go along to people who never lost their son and encourage them. It's an opportunity to take a lemon and make lemonade out of a lemon. That is the koyach of a nesoyim. The koyach of a nesoyim is not chas v'shalom, to get broken by it and to fall down and completely be shattered by the experience. A nesoyim is something that you can pick yourself up and grow more than if you never had it beforehand. Oidcha Hashem ki ani soni. Oidcha Hashem, I thank Hashem for ani soni. What's ani soni? Loshen inui, for making me suffer. Vatehi li lishua, because out of that I became a Yeshua, the Yeshua came out of it. Ona Hashem hishiyano, ona Hashem atzlichano. What is it? I thank Hashem for the Yeshua for saving me, if there's a hatzlocha comes out of it. If I am successful in building myself because of the nesoyim. Oidcha Hashem ki nesoni, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me this nesoyim. Thank you for making me suffer. Because if I can grow and I can become better, that is all I can possibly be in this world, growth. I can grow, that's all I can possibly ask from you. Yosef had an nesoyim with his brothers. He had one nesoyim. What's the nesoyim of his brothers? Nesoyim number one, give Musa. Give Musa. He thought he had to give Musa to his brothers. He felt he had to connect with it with the Bnei Shvachis. He felt that was his tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, correct thing to do. You know what? I'll give you another opportunity to grow now. I'll give you a dream. Now let's see what you do with this dream. He told the brothers a dream and the brothers hated him more. Fantastic. A new nesoyin, a new challenge, a new opportunity to grow. Did you ever get shattered by it? Chas v'shalom. A new opportunity to grow. He moved on. Yosef moved on. And he eventually came to Mitzrayim. And he was davening and he was learning Torah the whole time. And he was successful. He was successful. Potiphar attacks him. Big deal. Opportunity for growth. When he ran out of that door, when he won the Nesoyim of not being together Potiphar's wife, he wasn't 10th heaven. He was dancing. He was dancing in the streets. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! That I won this Nesoyim. I've grown another stage. Have I fallen? Chas v'shalom. I've grown from this Nesoyim. I've strengthened my spiritual biceps. This is what Yosef was doing. He didn't get broken from Nesoyim. He grew. Yosef was in jail, Rabbi Yisai. Yosef was in jail. Jail is not like today where you have, you know, a color TV and a three-course cuisine. He told me in jail in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place where the Avodim were treated like they could just kill an Eved. It was nothing. Yeah? In a place where the crime, Mitzrayim was the lowest place on earth. The crime was horrendous. What did Yosef do in Mitzrayim? In the worst place, at the worst time, with the worst people. Yeah? The worst place, at the worst time, with the worst people. Yosef, as the Pasuk says, in Perek Mem Pasuk Vav, Vayov Vayaleim Yosef Aboikeh, Vayara Oysen Vehinam Zoyafim. Yosef sees in the morning and they got a long face. Vayishar Shvisi Paroi. Leimoy Madua Pnecharemim. Why are you upset today? 1 second. Yosef has been taken away from his brothers, from his father's home. He suffered, suffering us sold by your own brothers. Sold as a slave to Mitzrayim. Taken, thrown into jail for something that he did a mitzvah for. And he's going around looking at people. Didn't even say anything to him. Didn't say, no, I had a terrible night. Yosef looks around and says, hey, you look upset, what's wrong with you? What's he doing? How can a person be in that level to see somebody else's suffering? Be sensitive to somebody else? Look at you, you're warring your own suffering. Absolutely not. Yosef knew, Baruch Hashem, I'm here in jail. I can fulfill my tachlis over here. The prophet says, Kinemichya shlechani elikin, the pasuk says later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to sustain the world. I'm in jail, I can make people feel better. Let's look how I can make criminals feel better. I can look around and see somebody upset. Why are you upset? Let me cheer you up. That was Yosef. Unbelievable. That is a nesoyim. A nesoyim, if a person is clear that they're doing everything right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks his leg out and they trip over it and they bash their nose on the floor. Growth. It's an opportunity to grow. Thank you, Hashem. Oidcha Hashem ki ani soni. If you stand up and you grow from it, you've got to thank Hashem for the nisoyim. In our nisim, we have a thank you. Our nisim is all in the brach of Moedim. Moedim anachnu loch. Right? Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle of Moedim anachnu loch, we have ala nisim, ala porkim, ala ruach, ala chos, ala mechomis. And what do we say there? Amatulem eitzer rosom. The prophet, if you say over there, כשאום דמלך של יובם ראשו להשכיחון תירה שכל אוויר מחוק הרצנכו. Yeah, Yovan stood up to make us forget our Torah and to take us off our derech of learning. One second, in the middle of Moedim here, why do you mention one word about suffering? Don't talk about suffering. Just use Moedim as a praise. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for helping us from the Yvonim. Don't talk about the suffering and the da-da-da-da, and you made us suffer, and Hashem saved us. If it's all about Moedim, we don't need that. Just say praise all the way through. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for helping us. In Moedim, we don't say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, we have a terrible life, it's Goros over here, but thank you for saving us anyway. We don't say that. We just say straight, Moedim, and Nachman, Shatrim, and Kainu, and Kainu, yeah, that's all about that. So why, when it comes to Alam Nisim, do you say, Lashkich, and Torah, Sech, and Mir, Chuk, and Senecho? Why is that part of Moedim? The Teretz is, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for taking a normal family and making them so great with the Nisoyin of Hanukkah. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for taking Chashmonoim and making them the leaders of Klal Yisrael by giving them the Nisoyin of Yevonim. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is part of the praise. That is part of the thank you. So Nisyonus is an opportunity to grow. It is not Chas V'Sholem, a landmine HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to blow your legs off. It is an unbelievable idea. It's an unbelievable concept. Wherever a person is, stop and think, this is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity to become great. How many people have we seen have become great through Nisyonus? Otherwise, a person's very normal. Person, everything goes tick-tock, goes through life fantastically. They don't become great. People with the biggest concerns become the biggest people. Rabbi Yisrael, how does one get this clarity? How does one get the clarity of knowing, like the Chedusha Horim, that I can go to my Rebbe and allow all my children to die, but that's a derech? How does one do that? Maybe this is Simon HaShemayim. Stop! Wake up! You're doing something wrong. How does one know that? You know, there's a very fine line between doing something wrong or doing something absolutely right, which you think is right, and it's not right. You know, how does one make this balance? How does one know what one's doing is a nisoyan? That what you're doing is right. I just want to push you up an extra rung of growth. Or is all einish? How does one know this? How does one see the difference? My favorite vot. This is my favorite vot from the Kotzker. The Kotzker says, when Yosef went out to his brothers to see them how they're doing in the field, the Pasuk says, the thing that I've said quite often in Shia, Yaakovina sent him out to the Yim, Eyu Ish, and a man found him in a field. V'hinei Yisoye Basode, and he is got a little bit lost in the field. V'yishuleyu her Ish Leimoy, and the man said to asked him, saying, Ma tevakesh, what's the problem? What are you looking for? V'yoymes achani mevakesh, looking for my brothers. Where are they? And this was a malach, by the way. And the malach showed him where they were. Says the Kotzker, what b'shar over here? V'yimseu ish v'inesei b'svada v'yishlei ish leimoyer matavakesh. And the man asked him, saying matavakesh. V'yishlei ish matavakesh. The man asked him, what are you looking for? What b'shar ish leimoyer saying matavakesh? What b'shar leimoyer? What's extra leimoyer for? Says the Kotzker, Yosef was going through the most difficult nisenus any person could possibly have gone through. A 17-year-old boy in Mitzrayim with Eishes Potiphar, a munna, bitochen, being hammered on a daily basis. He needed a key. He needed a key to survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him one message. Sent him a mission statement. He sent with the Malach one message. The Malach said to him, when you're soya basode, when you're wavering in the field, one thing you got to do, leimoir ma tevakesh, say over and over to yourself, ma tevakesh, what am I looking for? What is real? Leimoir ma tevakesh, say to yourself, again and again in life, ma tevakesh, what is important? What do I really want? Not what's going to make me happy in 5 minutes. What in 10 years' time I'm going to look back and say, oh, that was the correct thing to do. Leimoir ma tevakesh, anything you do in life, say to yourself, ma tevakesh, is that what I really want to do? Is that what I really want to do? Leimoir ma tevakesh, ask yourself, say to yourself over and over again, ma tevakesh, what do I want to achieve in life? Don't look at life within the next 10 minutes or the next year. Look at life as being the ultimate leimoir ma tevakesh at every single stage. Say to yourself, ma tevakesh, what do I really want in life? And if you remember that, Yosef, says the Malach, nothing ever can push you down. Nothing. No Nisrael can knock you out. And Yosef lived with that. And he became Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. A hero. Leimoir ma tevakesh. With a leimoir ma tevakesh, a person doesn't have charota. A person doesn't do something, and all of a sudden, oh, halavai, I've never done it. He doesn't have this burnt out feeling he did something wrong. The Pasuk says, later on, the Pasuk says, when Potiphar's wife is driving him crazy, the Pasuk says, Vayhi kadabra Yosef yoim yoim. Periklam test prosecuted. She spoke to him every day. V'loi shoma aleho lishkav etzlo liyos imo. He never listened to her. Lishkav etzlo, to be with her. Liyos imo, to lishkav, to be, sleep with her, as it were. Liyos imo, to be with her. What's that? What's that all about? So really, there's an extra word. The Pasuk later on says, in Periklam test prosecuted base, that tips a save a big doy. She grabbed onto his clothes. Leimos shichvo imi, v'yalzi bigdo v'yodo, v'yonos, v'yetzei hachutzo. He ran, v'yetzei hachutzo, and he went outside. Ask all the mafarshim, what's v'yonos, v'yetzei? V'yonos hachutzo, he ran out. What's v'yonos? He ran away, v'yetzei, and he went out. V'yetzei avoysai is the Rosh Tevis. What's the Rosh Tevis of v'yetzei? V'yetzei is the Rosh Tevis. V'yar yosei tsuraf oviv. Yosef saw his father. He saw a picture of what my father want me to do at this stage. In other words, he was at the time with the Nisoyim. He saw his past. He saw his pedigree. He saw where he comes from. Vayar, Vayetzah Chutz, he saw Yaakov Avinu. That was the past. Not only that, Lishkav Imo, to be with her right now, do that there right now, that was a present. And he saw the future too. The Pasuk says, Leo is imo, to be with her where? In Olam Abo. The Medrash says, brings down, that person has a illicit relationship with a woman, with a Zoyna, then that Zoyna continues and holds on to him like a dog, all over in Shemayim forever and ever. Leo is imo, he knows. If he does that there now, it's going to be Leo is imo in Olam Abo. So Yosef had past, present and future, was all completely clear to him. His past, Ve'yetzei, the present, Lishkav Imo, Lishkav Etzra, and Lios Imo. He was absolutely clear. There's no suddenly discovery. Oh, Halavai wouldn't have done it. If I would have known. He knew everything absolutely perfectly. Leimoir ma tevakesh. Leimoir ma tevakesh. See past, present, and future absolutely clearly. That is a koyach of somebody who's absolutely clear. A nisoyon is an opportunity to grow. A nisoyon is not an opportunity to fall apart. Just as a quick adding over here, it says V'chatosi lelekim, the Pasuk says in Pe'elam Tes Pasuk Tes, V'chatosi lelekim, and I'll be sitting to God. Many people say, you know, I wasn't looking for it. It wasn't my fault. You know, love is blind. You know, I was looking, it just happened. Yosef says V'chatosi lelekim. If something goes wrong, you know, you can convince me, and it could be your fault, and you enticed me. But V'chatosi, I'm going to be the one who sins with Hashem. I have to answer this. I've got to be the man. I've got to answer the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as saying something else enticed me. V'chatosi lelekim. I'll be the one who sin. Your cheshbon is your cheshbon. My cheshbon is my cheshbon. V'chatosi lelekim. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this. Okay, this is the next stage. It's going to be a little bit longer than normal, but this is Chanukah as well. So stage number one is a concept of a nisayon is something that is based on opportunity to grow. It's based on opportunity of seeing the most difficult times as the most glorious times of opportunity to grow, stage by stage, level by level. Concentration camp. 13 psalms, 10 psalms. It's opportunity to grow. Yosef saw opportunity. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I won this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me another opportunity. And another opportunity, and another opportunity. How did he do this? With clarity. Now what was the end of Yosef? What was the end? What happened in the end of all this nisyonos? This medrash is unbelievable. The medrash says like this. The Pasuk says in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayomer Paroi, Re'ei, Nesati Oischa Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. See, I made you upon all Eretz Mitzrayim. What's Re'ei? Have a look. Oh, look at that. What's have a look? Re'ei. Unbelievable, says Paroi. I don't understand what's going on here. You're a Jew. You're an Eved. And all of a sudden you become, I'm making you the second most powerful person in Mitzrayim. Can't you have a look at this? It's unbelievable. What's going on here? Re'ei, what's going on here? Have a look. You know, Paroi is completely perplexed. Says a Medrash. Piv, shleiz noshak ba'avera. The mouth that did not kiss with avera, says the Pasuk. Va'apiv yushak kolami. Paroi says, your mouth will feed all my nation. Gufoi, your guf, his guf. Shleiz ba'avera, that was not involved. His body was not involved in the avera, Pasuk says. The yilbash oisei big day sheish. The dress is goof up in beautiful clothing. Silken clothing. Savoi, his neck, so hirchen avera, that did not bend down, did not stoop for the avera, the Pasuk says. The yosem revid hazov al tzavoi. Pari put a necklace of gold on his neck. Yodov, so mashbushu b'avera, his hands that did not feed around with avera, the Pasuk says. The yosem pari tabatoi. Pari took off his ring. Vayiten oisal yad Yosef. He put the ring on the hand of Yosef. Raglai shepose v'avera, his feet that did not step towards v'avera, the Pasuk says. Vayirkav oisim makeves ha-mishnah. Paro put him up on the royal mount. Machshava shechoshva l'avera. He didn't even think of it v'avera, said the Medrash. Tovoi v'tikra chochem. That mind will be called wise, like the Pasuk says. Vayikru l'fon of avreich, av v'chochma. Every single part of Yosef's body that was tested, and did not fall for the Nisoyan, he got scalpel immediately. By who? By Paroi. Where? In Mitzrayim. At what stage? At the worst stage of history, where people are the lowest of the low. That was the result of a Nisoyan. A Nisoyan began as a physical impossibility. How is Yosef going to control his hormones? How does he do this? It's a physical impossibility. So here you have physicality challenging the Jew. What does the Jew do? He uses the Nisoyon and he becomes strong and he grows and he overpowers physicality. He becomes absolutely impossible. He becomes somebody that is impossible to break down. Paroi can't believe what's going on here. Paroi doesn't want to give it to him. Yosef says, you're not giving me anything. I'm taking it from you. With my Nisoyonus, with what I did in the past, you don't stand a chance. I'm taking this all from you. Yeah, I'm taking the ring off your hand. I'm taking, putting a thing on my shoulders. I'm putting on beautiful clothing. My Nisoyon built me. My growth, my body is grown from a Nisoyon. You don't stand a chance. Paroi saying, what's going on here? Yosef says, don't worry. You didn't give it to me. I took it myself. My Nisoyon has built me into a Superman, says Yosef. Rabbeisai, that is the koyach of a Nisoyon. You take nature and it fights against you. You build on it, you grow, and you control nature. That is the koyach of a Nisoyon. Yosef was able to overpower Paroi with that koyach. Chanukah is exactly that. Chanukah is Rabbi Miyad Miyatim, Utmei Miyat Tohirim. It's all about in the impossibilities. You've got a small little clan, little group of people, little group of little old Jews, fighting against a superpower. Yeah, like a little gang in lower East Side, fighting against the American army. What chance do they have? The terrorist is very, very little. If all they have is physicality against physicality. But they have the koyach. The Yevonim have the koyach of physicality. We have the koyach of kevishas hayetzer. Ezer hu giboy hakevishas yitzroi. A person who cleavish the Yetzer, a person who controls his instincts, controls his desires, he becomes strong. And the strength that a person has of Kavishas HaYetzer is stronger than any physical strength. They were huge army against little tiny, what looked like a tiny army. But they had all the nuclear power behind them. They had Kavishas HaYetzer. The Alamit didn't stand a chance. When he put Kavishas HaYetzer against a mighty physical army, the physical army falls apart. Yosef, with his Kavishas HaYetzer, fought against power, he didn't stand a chance. And they won. No, they look like a little army, but it's Kavishas HaYetzer, which is a huge army against a few people who aren't Kavishas HaYetzer at all. They control themselves against the desire of becoming Greek, against the culture. They fought against it, and the Kavishas HaYetzer can destroy everything. That's Peshat the Pasuk. It says, in Al-Nisim, it says, Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabbi Miad Miatim. How was it? How do you have Giborim Yad Chaloshim and Rabbi Miad Miatim? How do you have strong against weak and many against you? How did that work? Answers. The Al-Nisim, I think Teretz is. The Teretz is, it was Zeydim and Oifke Serosecho and Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. The reason how a few could fight against the many and the weak against the strong was because it was Zeydim and Oifke Serosecho and Rishon Biyad Tzadikim. Because we had on our side, we had Kvishas HaYetzer against their numbers, and that doesn't stand a chance. Kvishas HaYetzer controls nature. What was the result, Rabbi Isai? They won. They won! It's not just very nice, they won. And not only that, there is Zeicha to the Nes of Chanukah. What's Nes of Chanukah? Physicality. A little bit of oil. How long is it going to last for? It's not physically going to last. It can't last. 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Nes. Says the Medrash, you never have a Nes more than you deserve, the person who deserves the Nes himself. They took physicality, and they fought against physicality with their Rotzen, with their fight against the world, against the Kavishas HaYetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give you a Nes. I'm going to take a little candle that physically cannot last more than 1 day and allow the physicality to be completely pushed away by the Mesiras Nefesh, by the Tahara. The fact that you wanted it to last this long, your wish and your option and the Kavishas HaYetzer will override physicality can last for 1 day and lasted 8 days. That was a Koyach of Nes Chanukah. The Chashmonaim created the Nes Chanukah. They created the very being of Nes Chanukah. Everyone asks, why do we need to talk about Nes Chanukah within Al HaNisim? The answer is, we do. It's the physicality can be overcome by the Rotzen, by the Kavishas HaYetzer. And so too, a little candle, which is physically impossible to last more than 1 day, can it be overcome by my Rotzen, my wish for it to last for 8 days. That is a Koyach of a Nesoyim. And the Nesoyim is not there to be crushed. And the Nesoyim is there to help you grow. To grow to such an extent that you become so mighty, you become so powerful that you can completely overcome physicalities. You can completely overcome any limitations. You can become a Rabbi Miad Miatim. You can become a Yeshiv against Paro. You can see growth as a draw you towards the growth. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oit Chashem Ki Ani Soni Vatili Lishua. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving up Nisayim. Listen. We all ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to give us Nisayim. Give us Nisayim. Loi Nadei Nisayim. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give us Nisayim. But ultimately, Jews have only grown through Nisayim. Jews are only grown through Nisayim. Why do we use Dafka, an olive for oil? Why is it the Mahadran use an olive for oil? Because an olive is not very valuable. You give it a bash, and then the greatest elements of the olive come out. That's the Jew. You give it the bash, it looks like nothing. You give it the first whack, and the oil comes out. And oil is something which is the most valuable thing. That is the Jew. You give them the bash, and they grow. And that is a koyach we've all got to have. We've got to learn from Yosef. We've got to learn from our heroes in the past. Be it Rabbi Yochanan, be it the Chiddush HaRim, be it Rebbetzin Kramer, be it the thousands and tens of thousands of Jews who have been most nefesh for Torah and overcome everything and every difficult physical barrier to become a great nation, a light unto the nation, and it should be Zeicha to a Nes Chanukah and a Nes Bez Hashem. Everyone in Klal Yisrael should use the Nisayon that Kosh Baruch gives them to become greater and greater and bring the Shech to Kenim Heir V'Yameinu.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.